Now, this is a perverse use of a hamster. It's one more thing.
Oh, boy.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
There needs to be an opt-out feature on this podcast. Like, I see the subject matter and I can opt out if I want.
Oh, no, no, no. You want to stay tuned for this. I promise you. Or stay podcasted.
Is it a Richard Gere thing?
No. 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 That was a head fake.
Google it.
It was a jab step. It was a crossover. I broke both your ankles.
Google it on Snopes.
Jesus, no, don't do that. Don't. Stop
it. You'll be shocked. You'll never see Officer and a Gentleman and feel the same way about it. I guarantee you.
Jack, a hamster in Germany is redefining a random walk down Wall Street. Author Burton Malkiel's belief that a blindfolded monkey throwing darts at a stock ticker list in the newspaper could do just as good a job as a human investment professional. I'm not familiar with that book, but that is his premise.
Say, what's the name of the book again?
A Random Walk Down Wall Street.
Huh, I might have to look into that. I'm amused by the idea of a blindfolded monkey with darts in his hand. I'm covering
my eyes.
You're
not amused if you're in the room.
I'm covering my eyes.
One hand over my eyes, one over my genitals. Are you kidding me? There is a hamster in Germany named Mr. Gox, G-O-X-X. He's a live-streamed hamster who has been independently trading a portfolio of various cryptocurrencies since June and so far has outperformed the S&P 500.
This is hilarious.
As of Friday, the portfolio was up nearly 24%, according to the at Mr. Gox Twitter feed. That documents daily performance along with every trade made by the hamster. Now, here's how it works.
That's really funny. How did I not hear about this?
It's fantastic. Mr. Gox's caretaker built the Gox Box, a crypto-rigged office attached to its larger home that gives the hamster the ability to perform various exercises that then execute specific cryptocurrency trades. The hamster can enter its office whenever it wants to make trades. They say, I don't think the hamster wants to make trades.
How you doing, Mr. Gox? Another day, another drip off the feeding tube.
You know, virtually everything, every phrase in this article ought to have quotes around it or you understand is tongue in cheek. But sure. I will get to the particulars. First, Gox runs, if he wants, on the intention wheel. You know, it's a damn hamster wheel to pick which one of about 30 cryptocurrencies to trade. Once the wheel chooses the crypto, the hamster can run through one of two decision tunnels that trigger either a buy or sell of the chosen cryptocurrency. So it like spins the wheel of life by running on the wheel. Sure. It chooses a cryptocurrency. If he happens to go through the tube on the right, they buy. If he goes through the tube on the left, they sell.
Sure, it's just
and he's outperforming the S&P 500.
It's a more fun, clever way of coming up with flipping a coin or throwing a dart. I get it.
Yeah. Mr. Gox's portfolio
or this hamster has deep knowledge of world economic factors beyond anything we can understand.
Exactly. It senses it. It can smell fear in the cryptocurrency market. It started with the euro equivalent of $390, according to a report, blah, blah, blah. Yes?
I'm looking at the actual Twitter line of his tweets, where it'll say, Mr. Gox has started a trading session, joining him live. And then it has a disclaimer that says, this content is for entertainment purposes only. Investments shown here are not financial advice.
So this, what a great example. It's like a caution. If you fall from the top of this ladder, you could be hurt. So what they're saying is don't take investment advice from a rodent.
Then it says the next tweet, Mr. Gox has placed his sell order. Then it says, Mr. Gox has concluded his office hours for tonight. One order placed. That's awesome.
So they started him with about $390. Mr. Gox has so far generated a profit of 77 euros as of Friday afternoon. Its portfolio hit a high of nearly $580 in mid-September when its performance was up nearly 50% in 3 months. But crypto sell-off has put a dent into the hamster's profit. But a profit is a profit, and Mr. Gox likely understands that. Quote, his business partner told this press outfit, Mr. Gox is happy to see that some of his investments finally have paid off.
Yeah, I'm watching him on the wheel. He's a pretty fat hamster.
A gerbil.
He's getting fat on his profits.
He just went through the buy tube I'm watching here. There you go.
The decision tunnel. The intention wheel.
It's a little It's a little disappointing to me that this hamster understands cryptocurrency so much better than I do. But apparently does.
Well, yeah.
So is kind of the lesson from it that when the market is going up, pretty much any idiot can make money, and when it's going down, we all lose money?
I wonder. I don't know. Probably something like that. Okay. Can this guy get a million monkeys with typewriters going next?
Awesome.
Well, I guess that's it.